The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Everybody, Alan Ellis here for the second hour of the Outdoors and Radio Show. The last lady that called just didn't know, and it's difficult to help people and when they don't know. She's made a couple of statements. She gave the location of a road where she had seen a bunch of deer. I don't want to see those folks, those landowners, inundated with ne'er-do-well poachers invading their space and taking a tip from something that they hear on this show to go and poach a deer. If you see deer, narrow it down to the county. If you want to narrow it down further, then say Western County, Northern County, whatever you want to say. But we don't advise you to talk about sighting game on a certain road, just because we don't want those out there who may be listening, who may have a black heart, who may have evil intentions, to go and take advantage of that news that they hear. And then when she said you can buy deer at the local processor, you cannot if it is a legitimate processor. Now, if someone harvests a deer and gives it to you, and you want to pay for the processing, you can do that. That is certainly not illegal. That happens all the time. So I wasn't angry with the woman. I was not upset with her. She took me by surprise you got to understand, in my living, in the magazine, I deal with probably 30 or 40 processors across the state of Maryland on a regular basis. And I'm very intimately involved with the Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry and other organizations that deal with those meat processors. And for the most part, these are ethical guys that play by the rules. So to just toss it out there to the wide audience here that you can go to your local deer processor and buy venison is a violation. So just wanted to clear that up. Okay? Let's talk to Sherry in Linthicum. Good morning, Sherry. How are you?
Hi, good morning, Alan. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
Great. I love to hear your voice. I love this radio station.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I'm getting ready to go to work in a couple of minutes, but I wanted to call you. Proud registered Republican. My son is going to serve for 4 years in the Army after he gets out of college
okay.
in 2017. But anyway, wanted to be entered into your contest.
You are.
And my husband and I, maybe next year, we'll get out there and go some deer hunting. But I wanted to know, have you ever heard of a book called Possum Living by Dolly Freed?
Is she the...
She lived off the land with her dad.
Yeah, the survivalist, I guess you could call her. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, I just want to mention it to you. You can get it at the library. It's a great book. You'd probably get a big kick out of it, but you probably know everything in it.
I doubt that.
Okay.
I doubt that. So.
And the other thing was, I was going to take up your suggestion on dog food.
Mm-hmm.
But what I started to do was make my own dog food.
Sure, a lot of people are doing that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and also I even went as far as to feed my dogs raw chicken thighs.
Okay.
And they eat it.
I'm sure they do.
So that's just a couple of things I wanted to mention. And also that I'm thankful for the job I have to go to. And I'm thankful for being able to get up every morning and listen to some great folks like you.
Well, thank you, Sherry. I appreciate that.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Thanks for the call.
Okay, you're welcome.
Alrighty, bye bye. There she goes. There's John. Good morning, John. How are you?
Hey, how do you say, buddy?
I'm good. How about yourself?
Yeah, well, you're up, you're down.
Okay.
I got kind of an amusing anecdote here for you. Me and my buddy Danny, he lives down off of Solly Road. And of course, there's no deer there left anyway, so I don't feel so bad about saying the name. He had a problem keeping deer off of his property. He tried everything. We tried to rope off the garden and, put the reflective tin plates up. It got so bad down there one day, Alan. We were all sitting around on the porch house that we built. It was a place that we all just sat with a cooler, and it got so bad for fun, we were just tagging them with paintball guns. It would come a little too close. So you would see deer, green and blue and red deer, and anyhow, nothing seemed to work. And we tried everything we did. My buddy Larry lived a block and a half away, by city measurements. And one day he knocked over a cooler in his backyard. And just the smell. Danny said, you know, I haven't seen any deer over here in about 2 weeks. And they were over in Larry's backyard just licking up the remains of the cooler. So for anybody trying to keep deer out of their gardens, I might want to suggest that to them. Because apparently they have an affinity for alcohol. It's the first time I've ever seen it in my life.
So let me clear this up for our listeners. You and your friends are sitting around enjoying some adult beverages, right?
Yes, sir.
And you had paintball guns, and the deer were coming up, and you
like I said, we tried everything before that.
And you were tagging them with paintballs, okay? And the deer were now all multicolored.
Yep, it was a sight to behold, I guess.
And then he apparently there was some deer beer sloshing around in one of these coolers. Is that what you're telling me?
No, we couldn't figure out how to keep them out of Danny's yard.
Well, tell me about
on a subsequent day over Larry's, the cooler got knocked over.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know what kind of beer we were drinking. Like I said, we are normally shy from anything man-made.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know if it was Guinness, Heineken, whatever the heck we were drinking. They took a fancy to it.
Oh, they liked it.
They started to frequent.
Oh, so they left one guy's yard and started drinking beer at the other guy's place, yeah.
Yeah, so he started getting invitations to that beer every week.
John, I
should have called him before I called you to find out exactly what kind of beer it was.
Oh yeah, that would have made a big difference.
They really went for it, man.
Okay, John, thanks for the call. I don't know what else to say. Don in Stony Beach. Good morning. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Mr. Allen. Enjoying the show. I'm calling to enter the drawing for the gun.
Yes, sir.
Wondering if you had any good fishing reports this week. I'm looking out now at the Taft Co. and I see a few boats out there.
Yeah.
Just have you heard anything?
I have not heard a lot. There's plenty of stripers out. I'm seeing boats out on the bay, they're the big fish are still south. If there are any, I know that the MSSA tournament was, I think, 2 weekends ago. Winning fish was 42.7, 42 pounds, 7 ounces. Second place, which a friend of mine's boat caught, was 42 pounds. Everything's south.
And everything's south.
Yeah, right now.
Okay.
You know, I mean, the water temperature's cooling off. You're going to have to go low and slow with those baits, and you're going to have to get into the areas where the sun, you know, maybe even some shallow water on the warmest parts of the day.
Okay, warmest parts of the day. Last time I was out, which was several weeks ago, and I think I was telling you this in a previous call, but my phone knocked it. When the sun goes down, it seems like the fish just light up.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yeah, I was catching some nice white perch. As I was out there fishing most of the afternoon, hardly anything, and then boom, they all kind of started at the same time.
How about that?
No. So, and I was very interested in the previous caller because Solly Road is just up the road a few miles. And although...
You've got some beer drinking, paintball shooting son of a guns down there, don't you?
I got to tell you, when you go back this one road towards Marley Creek, you get to the end of the road after going through some overgrown area, and you come to like an old paintball, what would you call it, area where they used to
paintball field
shoot each other. But there aren't nearly as many deer as there used to be, but there are still plenty of deer. It's the state road, Fort Smallwood Road.
Right.
In the morning or the evenings, you still see the deer kind of come out to the edge of the road, and they kind of looking for something to eat. But anyway, to all your hunters and fishermen, be safe today, and Alan, have a nice holiday.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
Okay.
All right, man. Thanks. See you. There we go. Who do we got next here? And then we'll take a break. Let's talk to Josh in Westminster. Good morning, Josh. How are you?
I'm good.
Ah, okay. You and Wes are traveling together, right?
What?
You and Wesley. Is that your dad?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So you only have one phone between you?
No, we got two.
Okay, well, you're both on now. We locked you both in. How's that?
Okay.
Right. So what's up?
Well, we're heading out hunting this morning.
Yeah?
We're going out to the farm in Finksburg.
Okay.
Real small place, but, you know, we're hopeful.
Got it. Got it. Well, have you seen any deer this season so far there, Josh?
Yeah, we saw one in the muzzleloader season.
Yeah. Did you get him?
No.
No? Okay.
As we walked in, it jumped up, man.
Uh-huh. They do that sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do that.
He's teaching us patience.
Yeah, they tend to do that, that's for sure. Yes, indeed. So, all right. Well, you guys have a good time out there this morning, all right?
All right. Thank you, Alan.
All right. And Josh, is Josh the one that won the muzzleloader, Wes?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So have you shot it in? Does it shoot pretty good?
Yeah.
Got it. All right, buddy. Well, you guys have a good time, okay?
All right.
Okay, guys. Good luck.
All right. Thanks.
Bye-bye. There we go. All right. I got to tell you folks about Clyde Sports Shop. You know, they're at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. That's just off Beltway exit number 9. Easy to get to. But if you are getting ready for the waterfowl season, there's a couple of firearms from Browning I'd like to tell you about. One's the A5. Was hunting with a fellow the other day, rabbit hunting with a fellow the other day. He was carrying a Sweet 16, which is a pretty cool-looking gun. It's the A5, the rebirth of the A5. It's the most reliable, fastest cycling, best-performing, and softest-shooting recoil-operated autoloader on the planet. 100,000 rounds or 5-year guarantee. It's a kinematic drive system, which means it's a recoil-operated drive system. Ergo-balanced, Vector Pro lengthened forcing cones. Comes available in 12-gauge with camo and black synthetic models as well. The A5, check it out from Browning. I will own one of these days. The Gold Light 10-gauge, 3.5-inch chamber. Comes in mossy oak camo with that DuraTouch armor coating to help prevent rust. Comes with 3 standard Invector choke tubes. It's a gas-operated autoloader. For somebody who wants to shoot a 10-gauge load, it's a proven standard for autoloading performance, the Gold Light 10-gauge. The Maxis, another autoloader. Waterfowl hunting perfection, 3 and 3.5-inch chamber models available. The new power drive gas system reduces recoil and comes in that great mossy oak waterfowl camo. All available at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. A full-time, full-line gunsmithing, scope mounting, bore sighting, gun cleaning, and gun repair. Plenty of ammunition, licenses, and all types of firearms for hunting, home, and personal protection. And target shooting as well. You'll enjoy it all at Clyde's Sports Shop. Clyde Sports Shop. ClydeSports.com is the website. They're open 7 days a week. Hey, baloney. I mean deer bologna in 5 flavors, mild to spicy, with or without cheese. deer hot dogs, deer jerky, Applewood deer bacon, smoked deer hams, Holler chip, deer burger patties, barbecue snack sticks. Are you getting hungry yet? At M&G Wild Game Processing in Westminster, your deer can be made into all these tasty specialties. M&G Wild Game Processing can skin and cut your deer just the way you like it. And all your venison cuts are vacuum sealed. They can skin and cape your deer for mounting with taxidermy services provided by Pool's Taxidermy. M&G Wild Game Processing offers convenient 24-hour drop-off, and they're open 7 days a week for pickup. M&G is located behind Bullock's Restaurant on Route 32 near Route 97, 2020 Sykesville Road in Westminster. The website is mgprocessing.com, and the phone number is 443-375-7138. If you live in Central Maryland, you're searching for a deer processor, your hunt is over. Call 443-375-7138 for M&G Wild Game Processing. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. You know, Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools and your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex premium bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection, or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and paint match. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your trucks. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Catonsville Linex, located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built their reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Hear this week's top newsmakers and a panel of expert political analysis on Fox News Sunday with Chris Wallace, Sundays at 5 p.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Paladin, Paladin, where do you roam? Paladin, Paladin, far, far from home. Have gun, will travel, reach the card of a man. A knight without armor in a savage land. His fast gun for hire heeds the calling wind. A soldier of fortune is the man called Paladin.
All right. Hey, the one episode I remember, Paladin was called to this town. There was a guy who was a stone-cold killer, and Paladin went up against him. The guy carried this very long-barreled, 36-inch-long-barreled 12-gauge shotgun and used buckshot. And he'd get in a shootout with somebody, and he'd stand way up the street and fire that load of buckshot and kill his opponent. And I can't remember what Richard Boone did to counter that, but it was something. I have no idea. That's all I remember. It was a big, long-barreled shotgun. It was impressive. Sam, in Ellicott City, how are you?
Hey, fine, thank you. How you doing?
I'm good. What's up?
I'm calling for a couple things. Number one, I've listened to you over the years. You've always been entertaining, informative, and just a really good show to listen to.
Okay.
I wanted to tell you that you were talking about deer.
Yeah.
And I live off 99 in Ellicott City, and, you know, they're building a lot around there, so the deer are scattering.
Yes, of course.
Also, I've been on Triduffian Mill Road in Dayton, and there's a flock of deer, a lot of deer out that way.
Yeah. Okay.
So I just thought I'd call and tell you, report into you, and I enjoy your show.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that, Sam. Thank you very much. But what I'm trying to make the point of is, please, I'll speak slowly so that everybody understands. Please do not give specific locations of where you see deer. We are trying to prevent poaching, and by putting those locations out over the airwaves, ne'er-do-wells, scofflaws, poachers, bad guys may tend to go there to illegally kill one of those deer.
Well, I did wrong. I'm sorry.
All right. Thanks, Sam. Do I need to repeat that? Do I need to repeat that? No, I'm not going to repeat that. Okay. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. We've got about 15 minutes left in the muzzleloader contest for the month of November, and then we're going to give November's muzzleloader away. Okay? Bethany, what number are we up to in there? We have to draw the, we have to make corresponding tickets to each of the callers. So if you'd like to call and get the muzzleloader contest, got about 10 minutes left or so. It's 410-922-6680, 1-800-922-6680. And here's what we do. We put a number by everybody's name that matches a corresponding ticket. We mix the tickets up in the hat. Bethany pulls the number. And guess what? That person wins a muzzleloader. It's all done very unscientifically, but there's no there's nobody specifically targeted to win. Everybody has a random chance. The tickets are all mixed up thoroughly. They go in the hat, and Bethany pulls a number. The number corresponds to a name, and that's how you win the muzzleloader. It's all very fair. And there's Roxanne. Roxanne is in the contest. Let me tell you, a little bit of news, changing the subject here a little bit. I mean, if you like to, well, I don't know if we're even going to get to this news. Quite frankly, we've got so many callers, and that's great. That's what we're here for. Hey, so. And by the way, if you've entered the contest once, it's okay. We've got your name. You don't have to enter more than once. I mean, you're welcome to, of course, but if we see your name on the list twice, you're only going to get one shot at it. So. It's not like you're buying a ticket. You know, you're. Let's talk to Roxanne in Baltimore. Good morning, Roxanne. How are you?
Hey, I'm alive. I've been getting over a cold.
Oh, boy. Yep. Yeah. I know. There's been a lot of that out there. I know a lot of people that are fighting those colds.
Bad this year.
Yeah, it seems to be.
So, hey, that mountain muzzleloader sounds really nice.
Oh, man. It's a CVA. You can see it on CVA.com. It's an Acura mountain rifle. I happen to have the black model, but it's more like a carbine, and it's very nice. It's very maneuverable, extremely accurate. You know, I put good optics on all my firearms, and the ones that are not the best right now, I'm replacing them as I go along. You know, I'll replace a lower end scope as I can afford it with a little better scope. And I'm putting Leopolds on most of the stuff. Some of the stuff has Nikons on, but. You know,
no, I got Leopolds on my stuff.
Yeah, it's all good.
Great scopes.
Yep, indeed. So
great scopes.
Yep.
So anyway, I just thought I'd call, say hi.
Well, good.
I'll send you an email so you can send me those pictures.
Yeah, Ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. Did you send it yet?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. No, I got. I think I talked to you 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, and then got busy, and then Thanksgiving was in there.
Yep. We got a notice from the person that handles the permits and so forth for Blazing Camo Day on February 4th. So it looks like we're good to go. That's a Thursday. Hope it's not as cold as it was last year, but that would be great.
Bad.
Yeah. All right, Roxanne.
All right, dear.
Thanks for the call. See ya. Bye bye. There she goes. Let's talk to Richard in White Marsh. Good morning, Richard. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine, sir. I just wanted to say hi and enter the contest, but I'm one of the silent majority. We listen to you every week and enjoy your show. So please don't get discouraged.
Oh, I'm not discouraged at all. Hey, this has been a great show. This has been so much fun, I'll tell you what. So,
hey, sir.
All right, buddy. Thanks, Richard. See you. Bye-bye. There he goes. Let's talk to Kevin on the Eastern Shore. Good morning, Kevin. How are you?
Yeah, how you doing? I was calling about the guy over on Solly Road, I think it was.
Yeah.
With the paint gun?
Yeah.
That was just crazy. I mean, you know, I live on the Eastern Shore, you know, and there's a lot of backwoods people over here. I live over in Graysonville, and just to do something like that is just idiotic. You know, to shoot the deer with the paint gun, drinking, you know, and all that. That's just crazy. You know,
there was a lot of drinking involved there, if you remember, Kevin.
Excuse me.
I said there was a lot of drinking involved in that.
I can barely hear you.
I'm sorry. I said there was a lot of drinking involved in that.
Yeah. That's just crazy. I mean, even just have a paint gun. I mean, and drink. You know, that's just, you know, somebody like that, they shouldn't even be able to get a paint gun. You know.
Okay.
So, well, I just call, figure I give my opinion, and I love your show. It's first time caller. I listen to 680 all day long.
Oh, good, Kevin. So, you're a good man. Thank you for the call.
All right. You have a good day.
See you, buddy. Bye, bye. Uh-huh. There he goes. Let's talk to Charles in Chestertown. Oh, Charles went away. Charles, you got to call back, get in the contest, or we scratch your name if you don't go on the air. Betsy in Hanover. Good morning, Betsy.
Good morning, Alan. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm really enjoying the show this morning.
It's a fun one, that's for sure.
Anyway, just wanted to call in, get in the contest.
All right.
I'm going to win this time.
I hope so.
I do, too.
All right. Good luck
anyway,
out there.
Anyway, you have a great day.
Thanks, Betsy. Bye-bye. There she goes, Betsy. Let's talk to who's next here. Who's on the line? Who we got there, Bethany? Boy, Bethany's covered up. Frank in Pasadena. Good morning, Frank. How are you?
Great, Alan. And I particularly enjoy the stories you tell with your activity with your grandson. I really enjoy it. And I've been listening to CBN since you've been on the air.
That's a long time, Frank.
Yes, it is. I'm a long time.
27 years, brother, coming up here this month.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I appreciate you listening, and I appreciate the call. And I'll tell you what, that grandson of mine, he's a great kid. He's not able to go hunting today, but we're headed out there next week and probably the first day of muzzleloader season, too. So it's all good.
Thank you, Adam.
All right, Franks. Appreciate it. Bye-bye. There he goes. Philip in Youngstown, Ohio. How are you, Philip?
I'm doing well, Mr. Allen. How are you? Happy belated Thanksgiving and a Merry Christmas to you and Happy New Year to you and yours.
Well, thank you, buddy. I appreciate that.
I tell you, I have just giggled my butt off for the last 100 miles. I was over in New Stanton. I woke up and I said, it's Saturday. Here comes Alan. And it's just been fabulous.
Quite a show this morning.
Listen, you know, there was a man, I don't know who notated this quote and made it famous, but you can't fix stupid. It fits so many folks. But, I took your advice on my CVA muzzleloader.
Yes, sir.
Cleaned it all out.
Yes, sir. Got your acetone down the barrel, scrubbed it all out. Yep.
Yes, sir. Now, let me ask you something.
Yep.
I used a wire brush.
Yep.
You know, a rifle brush.
Yep, sure.
And I could see my rifling much better.
Yeah, sure.
And I would not have thought. So I wanted to thank you and thank you. I was amazed at how much more prolific the rifling was after that, just that wire brush and the acetone.
Yep.
And so I wanted to thank you. And I got in the stand first week in Delaware. Wasn't in the stand 5 minutes. A family, about a 2.5-year-old pup, doe, and a fawn. I've been watching them for weeks. And they come through not 5 minutes after I got into the stand, but the doe was missing. I waited, did not see the doe, so apparently somebody got her.
Okay. And you didn't take the buck?
No. There's one, I don't know if the fawn's going to have anybody else that she's going to be able to.
At this time of year, fawn's going to be fine. Fawns are weaned. They're on their own. No problem.
I tell you, it's awful small.
Well.
The buck's
not going to be able to take care of the fawn, whatever it is.
Well, no, but as far as, you know, learning, teaching.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe a button buck. You're right. Maybe that's dad going to teach that little fawn instincts. We'll see what happens.
Yep.
All right, brother.
Thank you. Take care.
All right. Thanks. And listen, Philip, if you really want to polish that barrel, get yourself some round balls and some patches and fire. And instead of shooting sabot bullets all summer long, shoot those round patched round balls and just have fun with that muzzleloader. That'll even clean it even further.
I'll do that. I will do that. Again, I thank you.
You got it, buddy.
It was great. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye. There he goes. And we owe that tip, by the way, to Brad Vosberg up at Brownstone Trading Company. Linda in White Marsh. Good morning, Linda. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. I'm doing good.
What's up?
Wanted to thank you for the trip on taking my little one fishing.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. I took him up to the place up, near Whitehall, Maryland.
Right. You were telling me about that. And how'd you do?
We did pretty good. An experience for me too, because I've never been fishing. So,
well, you had a lot of fun. That's the idea.
Yeah, we did, and I've got him involved in a little Cub Scout troop. So I think.
Oh, that's good. That's helpful. Yep.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. But I'm entering into the muzzleloader contest, I think.
Okay. So, good deal.
Merry Christmas.
Same to you, Linda.
Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Bye.
There she goes, and Victoria on the Eastern Shore. Good morning, Victoria. How are you?
Hey. Good morning. Good morning, Alan. I have a special request. I'm not using my real name, and I'm not going to say the location here because I'm very popular on the Eastern Shore.
Right.
But I have a deer haven over here. I own a piece of ground that has a natural spring, a creek, and a natural pond. So the deer are here twice a day drinking.
Okay.
They're eating me out of house and home because I raise organic produce.
Okay.
And they live on my front yard and sleep under my lily and cypress trees.
Wow. Okay.
Okay. So I'm looking for a fishing and hunting buddy.
You are?
Yes.
Okay.
And like I said, because everybody knows my voice, it's not my real name.
Right. All right, Victoria.
Because I'm poachers. I don't have any poachers here.
Victoria, do you have email?
Yes, I do.
Ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. That way we can talk off the air.
Thank you.
Ellis@ellisoutdoors.com.
Thank you.
Thanks, Victoria. You take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. There she goes. Tom in Lutherville. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Alan. How are you today?
I'm doing great.
Hey, first of all, happy and blessed holiday season.
Well,
you
thank you.
Yours.
I appreciate that. Yes, indeed.
I'm with Wounded Warriors, so I just wanted to get in on the muzzleloader contest, and I will be donating if I happen to win. And I would just like to remind everybody out there, please be careful with your rounds and your range. I was down Snow Hill, oh, God, at least 10 years ago now, and a 30-06 round came out of the woods, and a lady was hanging clothes in her yard, and it was not good.
I never heard about that accident.
Yep, it was not good. It was
Somerset County, huh?
Yep, it was definitely not good. And
I'll tell you why I'm just questioning that just a little bit, because it sounds very eerily familiar to a story in Maine where a woman hanging her clothes was shot.
Uh-huh.
And now we're hearing it's Somerset County, Maryland.
Yep, it's been, I guess it was at least 10 years ago by now.
Mm-hmm.
I got rid of my rifles a long time ago. I'm just a bow hunter now.
Yeah.
And I just, just like the paintball incident you had on your show here, a lot of foolishness out there, and I caution.
I hear you. Okay, Tom.
Thank you, sir,
for the warning. Talk to you soon.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. There he goes. And Edward in Upperco. Good morning, Edward. How are you?
Morning. Not bad. Hey, I had a question for you. My friend shot a deer the other day and had an abscess tooth and a lot of infection on the gum.
Okay.
And just wondering if the meat's going to be good.
Meat's going to be fine.
Okay, great.
Meat's going to be fine. Yep.
Sounds good.
All right, buddy.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. See you later. Bye-bye. There he goes. All right, we got Mike here, and Mike is going to be the last call for the November muzzleloader. We good? Mike, are you there?
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
What's up?
I just need to let you know Snow Hill's not in Somerset County.
What can I tell you?
It's close to it.
It's not Maine either.
Anyway.
All right, buddy.
Hey, I just wanted to call up and get the muzzleloader contest, and let you know that Somerset County is close to Snow Hill, Snow Hill is kind of closer to, like, Worcester and Wicomico County.
I got it. I know that.
Anyway, I'll talk to you guys later.
All right, Mike. Thanks for the call, buddy. See ya. There he goes. Okay, that's it. Everybody's in the muzzleloader contest. We're going to take a break. We're going to get some tickets matched up with some names. Bethany, you can bring that in. Bring that sheet in, and we'll get some tickets pulled. Here, we'll go through the process, and when we come back, we'll pull the ticket and announce the winner. How's that, Bethany? Sounds good? All right. Where are we? Okay, cool. All right, let's see. We got to do something here for a break. We got to talk about... Let's talk about the Maryland. Let's talk about NBS Seafood first. What do you think about that? Yes, indeed. Pocomoke oysters now available in the shell or by the pint at NBS Seafood. That's 1223 Dorsey Road in Glen Burnie. Really easy to get to. NBS Seafood has plenty of their own delicious frozen soft crabs to enjoy this fall, and they are spectacular. They shed their own crabs in their own special tanks in their own special. Mix of water and salt, and they're just all purged and beautiful, and I can't get better frozen soft crabs. NBS is also your Louisiana connection with their live crabs, live crayfish, gator tail nuggets, and gator sausage. NBS Seafood carries fresh fish, jumbo Gulf shrimp, scallops, fresh crab meat, and a variety of other seafood items, and they have the spice to make your seafood taste great. You know that NBS also has pasture-raised, antibiotic-free dressed chickens? They do. And I know the farmer, and he takes good care of them. Stop by and see NBS Seafood or call 410-271-3202. NBS is open Saturday and Sunday from noon to 6, and they accept Visa, MasterCard, EBT, and cash. That phone number again, 410-271-3202. They will be open during the week of Christmas, but you'll have to call for their hours. So that number... 410-271-3202 for great seafood from NBS. That stands for No Bull Stuff Seafood in Glen Burnie.
Our weather here this weekend will stay dry, chilly at night, but afternoon highs should be several degrees above average. Mostly sunny skies today, starting out below freezing, but will wind up in the low 50s this afternoon. Starlit skies here tonight. Temperatures drop down to near 30 degrees. Sunny skies and a few degrees milder tomorrow. Highs in the mid-50s Sunday afternoon. Mix of clouds and sun and low to mid-50s for Monday and Tuesday. I'm Ken Boone from the Weather Channel. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, you know what? The Maryland Fishing Challenge. It's a free year-round tournament. It's hosted by the Maryland DNR Fisheries Service for every recreational angler in Maryland. Now, yeah, it's December, but you know what? The fish are biting everywhere. It's getting to be cold. You got to fish a little differently, but those fish are feeding up for their long winter's nap. Well, not really, but you get the idea. They're trying to feed up as much as they possibly can. Eligible fish include all game fish from the Atlantic Ocean to the clear fresh water up in the western part of Maryland. There's 65 species in 5 categories in freshwater, Chesapeake Bay, Atlantic Coast, catch and release, and even invasive species. And the youth division is connected to the free online Maryland Youth Fishing Club. If you catch a fish of a notable specified size, and probably your best shot at that right now is a white perch or a striper or something like that, you'll receive your official angler award certificate and an invitation to the grand finale event in September, next September, 2016, where you could win some great prizes. Last year, we gave away a Tracker boat and tackle from Bass Pro Shop and Bill's Outdoor Center and lots of cash. Trout season's here. Well, trout stocking, fall trout stocking schedule's fulfilled. And, you know, you can still catch perch and rockfish. Like I said, you just got to go. Go fish. Get the official rules online at dnr2.maryland.gov/fisheries. That's dnr2.maryland.gov/fisheries for the Maryland Fishing Challenge. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a battery warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the battery warehouse near you. Deer hunters, the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge returns this season. By donating your female deer, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. And you can win a $500 gift card from Bass Pro Shops. Maryland is divided into three regions with 20 chances to win in each region plus junior hunt days drawings. Just donate your doe through any FHFH deer processor and fill out the entry card. That's it. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons as funding allows. The 2015 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit www.fhfh.org.
Start your day with Sean and Frank. Maryland's Wake Up Call. Weekdays 5 to 9 a.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Yes, some folks say I'm a simple kind of man. I love the outdoors. Eat my beans from a can. I like hunting, fishing, don't care what the tree huggers say. I learned more about life sitting out in the woods or on the banks of a river when the fishing's no good. And if I go home skunk, well, hell, I still had a good day.
All right, we're back. Be prepared. We're still working on getting these tickets together. We had so many calls this hour. Good grief. And, of course, when we said, yeah, Bethany's worn out, Brian was worn out, yeah, we're getting them all coordinated here. So just hang loose. We'll have them here in a second for you. And everybody will be good. We'll have a good time here picking that name and so forth. So just hang loose with me for a minute here, and I'll get all this done. Yeah, I had to do those live commercials and answering texts and emails and all that stuff during the break. All right. You ready there, Bethany? Get the official. I do. We're getting the official hat ready here with official tickets. And we're going to mix them up here real good. All right.
Oh, man.
Yeah, a lot of them in there. Huh? All right. You mix them up. I'll mix them up. You mix them up. You can hear the sounds of the tickets mixing, shaking them up, mixing them up here. Can you hear that?
Radio of the mind.
Yeah, the radio of the mind. They're red tickets with the word ticket on there. All right.
The carnival.
Exactly, yeah. Reach in there and pick out the winner, Bethany, and we'll see who we got here. It's going to take a minute to calculate who this is. And let's see. Ooh, okay. Let's see who the winner is. We've got the winning ticket. We go back through all the lists of everybody's names. And we have a fella by the name of Larry Basquette. Larry Basquette is the winner of the CVA muzzleloader for the month of November. Now, everybody who is on the list here, starting right here, and Larry called in. When did Larry call in? Tell you when Larry called in. Larry called in on the 28th. Last week. So Larry's the winner. Congratulations, Larry. And we'll get all this straightened out. We'll get with you, Larry, and get your address and get that muzzleloader sent out to you. And then we have got, looks like more than a dozen folks here on the contest from starting in December. So everybody that called in today gets in the December contest as well. All right. All good. Congratulations, Larry. We can take some phone calls now. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number, and we look forward to hearing from you. And you can still get, oh, we need a break now? Another break right away? Good grief. Do I have a live spot I got to do? I got to talk to Clyde. I got to talk about Clyde's. Oh, I love talking about Clyde's. Yeah, indeed. Clyde's good people. All right. Oh, my gosh. Too much activity here. Okay. I was hunting with a fellow the other day that was using a 410. He was using an over and under, double barrel. And that would have been Charles Rodney, the rabbit guy. Charles wound up with, I think, three rabbits himself. And, you know, that 410 is certainly enough. But where can you get a 410 and a pump? Well, guess what? Browning makes one, the BPS. It comes in 410, comes in 28, comes in 20, 16, 12, and even 10-gauge models. And the BPS also comes in 12 and 20-gauge rifled barrel models for deer hunting. All available at Clyde Sport Shop. All available in Mossy Oak Breakup Infinity Camo Finish. And that's the DuraTouch Armor Coating Finish that helps prevent rust. All come with three Invector Plus choke tubes as well. That is a fine firearm. Everybody should have a BPS pump in their collection. Now, the deal is the A-Bolt 3. The AB3, accuracy, precision, and most importantly, value. This is a synthetic stock black firearm, and I don't mean that in the modern sporting fire. I mean, this is a traditional bolt-action rifle, blue barrel, black synthetic stock. Comes with a 3-9 Redfield scope. Comes with a hard ABS case and selected standard magnum and short magnum calibers. And this gun will handle any game in North America. A 300 Win Mag, 7mm Mag, 270, 308, 30-06, 243, all available in this fine AB3 combo. And it's the best price right now that I can tell you on a combination rifle of this magnitude and this quality. And you can get one for Christmas right now at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. I'm just going to tick off some famous Browning names and some guns that you should look at. Semi-automatic auto loaders, A5, the Maxis, the Gold Light 10-gauge. Take a look at all those. You got the X-Bolt. Center fire, high-powered bolt-action rifle, the 725 Satori Sporting Clays gun, the BT-99 trap gun, all available. Clyde Sports Shop, full-line gunsmithing, scope mounting, bore sighting, ammunition, licenses, your hunting headquarters. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit 9, 410-242-6108, open 7 days a week.
Hey, hunters, you could win a $500 gift card from Bass Pro Shops in the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons as funding allows. Maryland is divided into three regions with 20 chances to win in each region, plus junior hunt days drawings. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor, fill out the entry card, that's it. By donating your doe, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. The 2015 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit www.fhfh.org.
Hey, Alan Ellis here for Bay Linex at Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. You know Linex Spray-On Bedliners are rated number one, and they carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection, or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and Paint Max. You know what? Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did, the Linex Bedliner, and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Of course, call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, located 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Hey, this is Sean Hannity. Guess what? Now there's finally a place to find the truth. Every weekday afternoon from 3 to 6, right here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowards. Don't let them pick guitars and drive them old trucks. Make them be doctors and lawyers.
All right, we've got a few minutes left here. Let's talk to Scott over there in Middle River. Good morning, Scott. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Going out to do a little crappy fishing in Jobbitown this morning.
Good for you, brother. Good for you. Hey, you want to update us on the fish kill? I know you're the guy on social media that's been It's been keeping us up to date. What's going on out there?
Yeah, well, right now, we, believe it or not, are still waiting on the test that the Maryland Department of Environment took of the water and of the fish.
Right.
But I've been told that we should have those results in a couple of days, but it's kind of looking like, from the rumors I'm hearing, it was not as originally suggested that it was a toxic algae
bloom. All right.
Yeah, it's kind of leaning towards another direction, and there's a lot of folks involved. It's actually turned into a big investigation.
Well, I mean, you know what? That might be a good thing.
Oh, well, it is a good thing. It's a great thing. It's long overdue. I can't really go into details about it because I've been asked not to say, you know, much about the investigation.
Well, I'm sure, and there's going to be not only an investigation, I'm sure there's going to be litigation. And any time there's an ongoing investigation or an active investigation, as we know from the news and so forth, that there a lot of folks just cannot comment on those things until the investigation is done and charges are brought, or, you know, a settlement is made or something like that. So sometimes you just can't say anything. I get it.
Yeah, I just want to assure all the, you know, the outdoors folks listening that have been following this, that don't think because you haven't heard anything lately that nothing's going on.
Right.
It's like a duck swimming on the surface. You don't see much up above the surface, but it's
those feet are paddling like mad underneath. Yeah, I get that.
And this is what's going on here. You know, the sad thing here is this wasn't a school of menhaden or something that stumbled up in the river and depleted the oxygen and died. This was all of our resident bluegill, minnows, crappie.
Yeah, this was horrible. This was horrible.
It wiped out most of the creeks in Middle River. It's heartbreaking. And in the next phase, of course, there's going to be an investigation and prosecution if possible.
Right.
But the big thing now we're looking at, and I'm partnering with DNR, to start rebuilding the stock of fish that are here.
That's what you have to do. That's what you have to do.
Yep.
So, all right.
Anyway, just want to give you that heads up, and hope everybody's safe out there today.
All right, buddy. Thanks for the call. And email me anytime, Scott, Ellis@ellisoutdoors.com.
Okay. Thanks, Al.
All right, buddy. See you.